Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, how are you, Suri?
Morena, Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Good. What is the book you've brought us today?
I have brought in another non-fiction.
Cool.
Another, like, a little bit of a dad book.
I love a good dad book.
I love a good dad book. So Simon Winchester is a great historian. Land is his newest book. I haven't actually read many of his others, but this is really interesting. It sort of takes like an economic, philosophical, and sociological look at humans' history and relationship with the land.
Wow.
Yeah. And it made me think a lot about like the housing crisis.
As if we weren't already.
As if we weren't already. And it just like it sort of starts with him thinking, I think like in the late 90s, he bought a piece of land near New York, and him and his wife are British, and they sort of, as they were moving, they were thinking about like what their relationship to like this vast amount of land was and the history of like the native people who lived there. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to know more about like the history of how that land sort of came into his hands. I don't know, it takes like a really interesting approach. It looks at the difference in Rousseau, like really early French philosophers like Rousseau, and then a British philosopher, John Locke, and their very different approaches to how they believed land should or should not be owned. Mm-hmm. Rousseau believed that land should never be private ownership, that it should always be a common good, and John Locke believed, of course, very much the opposite. And it's really interesting to see how that one thought of like adding labor to land really built ideas around empire, around sovereignty. And then it starts to look at the history of colonial relationships to land.
Cool.
There's a really interesting part about New Zealand. I mean, nothing that I think a New Zealander wouldn't really know.
Right.
But what is a little bit bleak is, I think in his assessment, he sort of looks at New Zealand as a little bit of like a model of how to deal with land settlement. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's such a classic when someone from overseas is like, and look what they're doing in New Zealand. They've really got it right. And you're like, No.
But interestingly, I think it is like, I think it is kind of a good book to gift someone who might still not understand the importance mm-hmm. of Ihumato. It really about how like the decreasing commonality of land has like been the underpinnings of like the result of, but also much underpinned by capitalism, mm-hmm. scarcity of resources, and how you know, land is still concentrated in the hands of like very few. And I think that like understanding that relationship that we have to like the land is a strictly commercial one, and it could be so much more expansive and purposeful in public use. I think that could be something really interesting for people who might not agree with what's going on in Ihumato otherwise.
Cool. It sounds like a really interesting book. And, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect to still be very critical
and extremely informative if you don't have a huge knowledge of the history of land ownership and how that's become a thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Before it was a thing.
I think so too. And I think, like, weirdly helps you connect the dots between, like, how we came to a housing crisis. And I think, like, the thing is, like, he doesn't think that the New Zealand model is, like, perfect, but it's, like, just bleak thinking that that's, like, possibly one of the best out of, like, the colonised countries. Yeah.
You're always like, there's got to be something better, but...
Surely.
Maybe we have yet to invent it.
Yeah. And I think it's, like, cool because I think, like, looking at the past, how land was shared amongst communities and used for different purposes, but everyone you know, benefited from that use. I think it's also an interesting way of looking at how we could think about the future of land.
Totally. As well. Absolutely. This sounds like a fascinating book. Remind us of the title and the author again.
Land by Simon Winchester.
And is it available now or on the shelves soon?
Yeah, on the shelves now for $40. It's a bit of a chonky read.
Discount with your B-card, though.
Discount with your B-card.
Cheers for that. Hey, thank you very much, Suri.
Thank you.
It is always lovely to have you in the studio. Sounds like a great book.
That was Loose Reads.
And this is a bit